He was a wonderful musician, a great character who will be remembered with love and affection, and is a star of a new book, The Anglian Beat, looking mostly at the bands of the 50s and 60s. It is packed with photographs and stories about hundreds of jazz, skiffle, rock and roll groups and solo performers of the 1950s and 60s. And then there is a piece on a certain organist by the name of Eddie Gates. He was our one and our only blind master of music. Eddie died in 1991, but his memory lives on. He played cinemas, halls, theatres, clubs, pubs, churches, crematoriums, and was a popular music teacher and piano tuner. He was also a band leader and choir master, and spent many hours altering and adapting electronic musical instruments. Born in Norwich of 1913, he was the son of an electrical engineer who, since suffering from meningitis when he was 20 months old, lost his sight. His parents, wanting the best for their boy, sent him to the Royal Normal College for the Blind in London, a musical academy from the age of six. When I got there, there were 70 pianos and 5 organs, Eddie told me years ago. When he eventually left, he was an associate of the Royal College of Organists and a licentiate of the Royal Academy of Music. Looking back, of course, I would have loved to have had my sight, because when I was young, I wanted to work as a motor mechanic or in electronics. It was a thundering nuisance which has lasted all my life. But you can cope with it, he said. My parents didn't treat me as a helpless sightless person. I used to play with the rest of the kids, and if I bumped into things, I learned to avoid them, added Eddie. Back in Norwich, his first job as a cinema organist at the Old Carlton on All Saints Green, and he later travelled the country as a guest organist at picture houses, and then worked as a piano tuner, and formed his own 8-piece dance band. He teamed up with Mr. Bob, Robert Wilkinson, to translate thousands of tunes into Braille music sheets, from Bach to the Beatles. I can't play by ear, I just memorise the music sheets, he explained. In 1941, Eddie became musical director at the Old Lido Ballroom, and while he was playing one night, his home was blown up in a raid. During the war, Eddie was also the resident organist of the big and busy Naffy Club, established at the top of Bunting's, now Marks and Spencer's. He went on to become a musician, working almost every day at numerous venues across Norfolk and Suffolk. Eddie was the star attraction at the Floral Hall at Gorston, where people from near and far loved his music for no less than 17 years. With his wife driving him to venues across the region, he was one of the busiest and best-loved musicians in East Anglia. Eddie was also the organist and choirmaster at St. Michael at Plea Church, Norwich, and for more than 40 years he was organist of the Octagon Chapel in Colgate. He was the organist at St. Faith's Crematorium for many years, and how family and friends loved him. He told me once how he played On the Ball City and Up, Up and Away in My Beautiful Balloon at services. Eddie was an amazing gentleman, and his following after his death made a moving memorial service at the Octagon, where his many friends paid tribute and performed musical numbers to honour and remember a very special gentleman.